This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. On August 27th, U.S. and South Korean forces concluded joint military drills as part of Ulchi Freedom Shield 2025. Soldiers from the U.S. Army's 4th Infantry Division joined Republic of Korea Army troops in simulated urban and counter weapons of mass destruction exercises. The training held at a specialized facility is a key component of the long-standing U.S.-South Korean Mutual Defense Treaty. Officials say it demonstrates the allies' unwavering commitment to defending South Korea against potential threats. The exercises focus on realistic scenarios, including urban assault tactics, area security, and the search and analysis of weapons of mass destruction. The aim, according to military leaders, is to improve coordination and readiness against potential chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. Officials emphasized these exercises continue to strengthen the vital alliance between the U.S. and South Korea. In Indonesia, a multinational military exercise signaled strengthened international cooperation August 27th. Paratroopers from the U.S. Army's 1st Special Forces Group and 11th Airborne Division recently completed a joint airborne operation with the Tentara Nasional Indonesia, or TNI, and the Japan Ground Self-Defense Force, or JGSDF. The exercise focused on interoperability between the three nations. Troops underwent extensive airborne training beforehand, covering everything from exit procedures to safe landing techniques. Jump masters, pilots, and safety officers coordinated closely to ensure a smooth and safe operation. U.S. leaders emphasize the importance of this type of combined training, noting it builds trust and refines coordination for responding to a real-world crisis. The ability to conduct combined airborne operations provides commanders with flexible options for rapid response. From all of us here at American Forces Network, Sasebo, thanks for listening.